The Banner of the Passing Clouds by Anthea Nicholson, read by John Sackville. But the sky, because of conversations under the banner of the passing clouds, heard not the prayer in the silence dusted with snow, drenched like a cloak, like the dusky echo of threshing, like a loud argument in the bushes. Boris Pasternak, Still More Sultry Dawn. All previous life was revealed as a lie. Stephen Kotkin, Armageddon Averted. Part 1. The spools turn, the red needle stirs. It was raining, and Givi's face was wet as he looked up to the high window of the maternity clinic where Vera stood in her dressing gown holding the swaddled bundle. That was me. Other women stood at windows hugging their tightly wrapped infants, and other husbands gazed up trying to pick out their wives with their newborn babes. Givi waved, and Vera called out, "How is she?" But Givi could not hear from so far below, with the traffic rushing between him and the clinic, and so he just waved and nodded and tried to smile. Very soon, a white-coated nurse ordered the mothers away from the windows, and the babies were put back into their cots and wheeled into line in the observation ward. The mothers went back to their beds and sat knitting and smoking, sucking sweets and chatting. But Vera could not join in with the general atmosphere of achievement. She could only think about her daughter, who she had last seen lying like a rag doll on a high hospital bed next to the iron lung. The polio had taken hold.